In New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Kai Ryssdal. It is Friday, December 30th, our last show of 2016, and it's good to have you with us. We are starting off the way we do most Fridays, with a look at the week that was, the year that was, and the year to come. Joining me in our New York studio for the weekly wrap are Lynette Lopez of Business Insider and John Carney from The Wall Street Journal. Welcome, guys.
Hi, Liz.
Hey, Lizzie.
All right, we are wrapping up this year, so characterize for me 2016 in economics. Lynette, hit it.
2016 was pretty boring. I mean, you know, we had steady, slow growth. The Fed did exactly what we thought it was going to do, and nothing crashed. So, you know, boring might be a good thing, but that's what it was. It was boring.
I would say that it was a relatively boring year, except the markets did things that people predicted the opposite would happen. We had a post-Brexit boom in England, and the stock market went bananas after Donald Trump got elected, despite all the predictions that we would see a crash. So I think there was some pretty interesting stuff going on.
Okay, so we're going to make some predictions now, or I'm going to make you make them. What do you see in the year ahead, Lynette?
Okay, so one serious prediction. I think that as 2017 rolls on, we're going to find that Donald Trump's infrastructure plan seems farther and farther away, more elusive. A semi-serious prediction, Elon Musk will start another company. A not-so-serious prediction, Donald Trump will personally attend Saturday Night Live and hate tweet from the audience.
I mean, he's already hosted it, so
yeah,
you know, he could go as a guest.
He can't take it anymore.
All right, John, what do you think? You're serious, you're funny, what do you got?
It depends, I guess, on your point of view whether this is serious or funny. I think we're going to have an economic boom. I think what we've seen in the markets will be reflected in consumer and investing activity all through 2017. The election of Donald Trump has awakened people's animal spirits. I also think that maybe the infrastructure plan in most of America won't happen, but I think we're going to build a wall. I think Donald
Trump.
You
really think that's going to happen?
I think Donald Trump is going to announce shortly after the inauguration that he is going down to cut the ribbon on the wall building ceremony.
Oh, he wants it. He wants that ribbon.
It is going
to
happen.
Speaking with infrastructure experts, all they could come together to agree on was that Donald Trump would want to put his name on something huge.
And
huge.
We'll have the Trump Mexican American Freedom and Friendship Wall. And that's what we'll build.
Good Lord.
John, I don't know if I should ask you for a serious or funny prediction next. But...
Well, I'll just to play off of Lynette's prediction. Elon Musk's new company should be building solar panels all across that wall. And then we can power America with Elon Musk's technology right along the border.
Lest we not forget that his solar company is a residential solar company. But hey, it's Elon. He can do whatever he wants, I guess.
I would point out that the market for solar is actually booming. And, you know, we are suddenly in a place where it's cheap and it makes sense.
But Rex Tillerson will hate solar.
That's an interesting point. So do we then see a fossil fuel boom in the next year?
Who knows?
Maybe we sell all of that solar power to Mexico. Mm. Mexico pays for the solar power from the wall and hence has paid for the wall.
Right. No, that's too smart.
That, I think, is what Al Gore would have called fuzzy math, if you can remember back that far. We've got about a minute left. I guess I'm wondering, are there shocks to the economy that we don't see out there? I realize I'm asking you to look for something unknown.
Oh, the unknown. You know, one thing that we didn't expect to happen last year at the start of the year was for Chinese markets to really start to show that they could impact the world.
Yeah.
And I think that we'll have more of that. People are predicting that 2017 will be a quiet year in China because there's a lot of political gaming going on. There's a big conference, positions to be filled. So people are saying it's going to be a quiet year, but maybe we'll get a slap in the face from China. The corporate sector is looking shaky.
I think a lot of people are predicting great things for banks. They're the financials are the second best performing sector in 2016. They were one of the worst.
Yeah.
The KBW Bank Index is up 23% since the election. I think there could be a big shock to people realizing banks aren't going to do as well as they think, and that they're a big part of most of the indexes, so they could pull down the market pretty strong if they start to disappoint investors.
But deregulation.
If it happens.
All right. Thank you both of you, Lynette Lopez from Business Insider, John Carney from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks as always.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.